Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
All right, welcome to the Mosh Pit, your host, Wes Everett. Got my lovely, awesome guest with me here today, Miss Cassidy Paris, all the way from Sydney, Australia.
Hey, how are you? Melbourne, Australia, actually.
Melbourne. I missed it just a little bit. How are things going in Australia? Anything exciting down that way, or?
Not in particular at the moment, just because we're in lockdown. So it's kind of a bit of a bummer, but I'm trying to use the time as usefully as I can. So all of us here in Melbs are kind of just sticking it out until we try and get this these cases under control.
Very cool. Yeah, I know how that is. It's been crazy here.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
My dog decides to head over to the water bowl right now.
Hey, they have interesting minds, don't they?
They really do. He's been asleep for the past 2 hours. And
My dog is asleep next to me, but he probably will go and walk at some point during this interview. Sometimes my doorbell rings and the mail's here and my dog decides to bark right in my interview. So it's really cool.
Hey, it's what adds life to the interviews.
Exactly.
So you have just released your latest single, Wannabe, and that is your seventh single. That is so cool. It is.
Thank you. I was really excited to release Wannabe. It was the epitome of my high school experience. And I think that song is just a reflection of everything I've been wanting to write for a very, very long time. And when I sat down with Paul Lane, and we were thinking of a concept for the song, this is what came to me. The actual title, Wannabe, was what came to me first. And I was really, really pumped with the final product. So I think people are enjoying it, and that's all I can really ask for.
It definitely is a good song. It has a good message, too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Into the cold reality, like a ghost from your past. Those demons you see will shackle you. There is no breaking free. What if I said life was but a dream? Would you even want to wake up to see what you could be? What if I said I feel lonely too? So swing away, I'll fight this fight with you. I know we have strength to hold each other.
The band Hennessy, There's No Stopping Us.
So you brought that with the whole obsession on popularity, sacrifice their friendships and integrity.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So basically, like I said, high school was a very interesting experience for me, to say the least. And I think that Wannabe really is exactly what I wanted it to be, without that sounding too much like a pun. It's not, I assure you. It's exactly what I wanted it to come out as. And it is a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek sarcastic song. So I'm really proud of that aspect of it, because when we envisioned the track, that it was kind of like a play on words, that you're trying to, like, all these people that are trying to become versions of, they're all clones, really. So versions of everyone else rather than the first version of themselves, which I'm a big advocate for individuality and just putting yourself out there. I think that's really, really important. And Wannabe really is, the message behind it is exactly that, to be yourself and to be out there, because that is so cool.
That makes sense. And it really is kind of a pandemic of its own, with everybody trying to become famous for, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm a product of my generation. I grew up with Jackass, so we had that. And I guess it just kind of devolved really to where we are now, YouTubers, TikTok.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I wanted it to be. Definitely that, like, TikTok lifestyle is what I was trying to hit on in the song. And I think that it's so easy to get caught up in all this social media, like these perfect lives and people that picture themselves as these, whether they're an Instagram model or they're promoting things and they don't even really like the products. It's just, I think it's so easy for people to create these fabricated lives online now. And it was such an interesting concept for me, to me. So Wannabe really was about that, creating that image and trying to, like, be the next person, and it's the next popular person, really. And I think that I'm really excited with the final product, because it's very much what I wanted it to be.
It's a very good song. We love playing it here on the podcast, on the Mosh Pit.
Thank you.
You know, we love to show that support for anybody else who's seeing that, and as you as well. So you just released Flirt, your new EP.
Yes.
Is there...
I released Flirt on the 1st of September.
1st of September. Okay, so it'll be released by the time this episode airs. Gotcha.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Is there another track that you're excited, like, don't spoil it, don't tell everybody about it, but is there another one on the next single that you're excited to release?
We've got a lot of cool things in the works. I'm going to shush on most of them because I'm not allowed to speak about them yet. But yeah, definitely a lot of really, really cool things that I'm excited for. And I can definitely promise more cool music and things that I'm really invested in and some of my coolest stuff, I think, to date. So definitely cool music in the works, that's for sure, especially with us being in a pandemic, definitely.
Yeah. Oh yeah, trauma brings out the best, doesn't it?
Definitely.
So other than the latest pandemic, what where do you get your influences for writing your songs?
From a lot of, like, in terms of artists, are you asking?
Yeah, I know you've got a lot of Avril Lavigne, Lizzie Hale style influences as far as music goes, but what about the writing process?
Okay, so everything I write is definitely as a result of personal experience, and most artists will say that to you. I'm definitely invested in trying to become as close, just as present with my emotions as possible, and kind of that I think every single song that I've released becomes more raw, becomes more authentic to the life I'm living at that time. And I think, like I said with Wannabe, high school was a huge, huge thing in my life. It was a 6-year period of my life. And I think that that was a reflection of that period of my life for sure. And the same thing with Like I Never Loved You. And I always say it's so super cool to be able to reflect on these songs, because they were definitely different periods of my life. And I can see how much I've grown as a person and as a songwriter, a musician, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, definitely personal experience is what I will always, always go back to, because I think that is what's most important and what people can relate to.
Fear Out, Point Blank Range.
True, it is. And we can segue into your sorry, I lost my train. The anti-bullying, the Metalheads Against Bullying that you're campaigning, is that close to you? Is that personal for you, or is it just something that you wanted to push?
Absolutely. It's very, very close to me. During high school, I was unfortunately a victim of bullying. And I think that sharing my story on that platform was very important for me because it allowed me to connect with so many other people. And when I was going through that period of my life where I was a little bit confused, I always knew I wanted to pursue music. That was never a question. However, I was a little bit confused in terms of my friendships and who I could rely on and trust and everything. And if I had something like that, like an outlet like Metalheads Against Bullying, I think that would have been very, very beneficial to me at that time, because I would know that people that are doing similar things to me are also victims of that. And when I put my experience out with bullying, I was very, very lucky. I have an awesome support network around me, but the response worldwide was just incredible. I couldn't have asked for much more.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Because I'm right there in the same boat with you. High school for me was not exactly a wonderful experience.
And I definitely agree on that.
And, you know, I wish we had stuff when I was there, outlets like this, because we didn't. You know, I'm part of the suck it up and deal with it generation.
Yes.
So I think that's really...
Yeah, for sure. That's the thing that I was mostly like an advocate for as well, is that I don't think that you have to, in order to be strong, I don't think you have to keep it all together all the time. Like, I think that for me, putting my experience out with Metalheads Against Bullying and putting my story out there for people to see, it is a very, very like revealing point in your life, and it's something that is very, very personal. So sharing that online was something that I did question, but I would never ever question again. And that's why I think being authentic and real helps you so much, because online I've had heaps, tons of messages from people being like, I experienced this as well, and we'd have a chat about it. And I just think that's super cool that you can connect with people online like that.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, the world wide web really brought a lot of people together where they had that support, where they didn't have it as close by as, you know, neighbors, friends, church, wherever you're thinking.
Exactly.
Because you can actually go out and find it and find other people that are doing, you know, they've gone through it, which is very cool. I'm 100% supporting that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a quite odd experience as well for me, in terms of people that I knew for my entire life, who I thought would support me through that. And this is obviously the cycle of life as well. But people that you think would support you may not support you through what you think. And I think that a lot of people worldwide, it just blew my mind, people I had never met in person but had spoken to online, or they had commented on my music before or something, would be the most supportive people in the world. And that's why I'm so grateful to have that outlet that I can share with people worldwide.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So back to your music, you've got a show Friday, October 29th.
I do.
And that is your EP launch. Give us a, give us kind of a, what we're in store for that show.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Unfortunately, I've had to postpone it a couple of times due to the pandemic and what we're going through here in my hometown, Melbourne. But I'm very excited to do that show on the 29th. It is one of my first, well, will be my first show back since COVID. And apart from all the online stuff I do, of course, but definitely it's very exciting to be able to get back on that stage because it really is my home. And I reiterate that all the time, but I feel so at peace and so connected to people when I'm on that stage and singing the lyrics and I can see them mouthing the words. So it's very exciting and I'm so excited to be right back where I belong.
Nice. And I know everybody's looking forward to that. Let me ask you, do you get nervous before you get on stage?
The first time I did, I got a little bit nervous, but since then I've actually been, like I said, the stage is my safe place. I feel like I am my most raw, authentic self on that stage and that I can connect with people. And it's just definitely where I'm supposed to be, I think. It's my home and I don't really get too nervous anymore just because it's like second nature to me now.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, I didn't know if I know some artists, they'll give me that answer of, you know, I'm nervous before I get on stage and then when I get there, yeah, butterflies are gone.
Yeah. For me, it is actually a little bit more, yeah, it's definitely before, but I don't really get nervous anymore. I think that, and I've had this conversation on many occasions with my dad. He's like, just because I love it so much, I think the nerves just, they diminish so quickly. And even if I'm a little bit nervous, they just go away. And I think I'm very much the same because I love it so much and because I'm so passionate about it. They do kind of diminish.
Nice. So you've been performing since you were 11. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. So I've been on stage since probably even younger, to be honest. Yeah. I actually played one of my first like little shows. I played to my primary school and it was with Beat It by Michael Jackson. And I got up on that stage and I played the riff and stuff. And that was my first experience with like a crowd, I guess. And that was super cool. And then I did it again once with my brother. We played Smoke in the Water, Deep Purple. So that was also a very cool experience. So I guess maybe in terms of the nerves as well, it's kind of second nature to me because I've been doing it for so long and because I've been doing it since I was a very young girl.
Your hair and makeup.
Cassidy Paris, Wannabe.
That makes sense. So yeah. It's pretty much, and your dad is also an artist, correct?
He is. He's in the band Wicked Smile, and I'm obsessed with that band. I'm actually wearing the beanie right now. It's some of my favorite stuff they have ever done and he's ever done. I love every single member of that band. They're so super cool.
Very cool. So you've got music in your blood, literally.
Yes.
And being, you know, musically talented and everything else, you have signed a Fender endorsement.
I have. I'm a A-grade endorsee for Fender Squire, and I'm very excited about that. I've played Fender since I was a very, very little girl. My first electric guitar was a Fender guitar, and I remember when Dad brought it home to me, my eyes lit up like a Christmas tree. It was just such a cool experience, and I just love the guitars, love the brand, and every single person that I've spoken to from Fender have been so ridiculously gracious, and they have been so, so cool. And I'm so grateful to every single person there.
That's awesome. So did you reach out to them or did they come to you?
I did express an interest, but I was not expecting the response that I did receive. So I've always played Fender guitars, and I expressed an interest in doing something with them, whether that was something small. And when they said to me, A-grade endorsement, I was like, this is wild. Like, I couldn't, it's just a dream come true, really, for someone like myself. And I obviously am pretty young as well, so I'm 18 still. And it's just such a cool experience to be able to be a part of a brand that has been a constant in my life since I was such a young girl.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your biggest challenge. What would you say has been your biggest challenge as an artist?
As an artist, that is a interesting question. I think it's got to be in high school. Like, I don't think that even because it wasn't personally me as an artist, but it affected, obviously, everything that affects me affects my music as well. So for me, being a victim of bullying was a very interesting point in my life, because I had always had the most supportive, loving community around me. And like you said before, my dad's a musician, so I was always around musicians since I was a very young girl. And to experience something that was foreign to that loving, supportive community, I was kind of a little bit lost, to be honest, because I knew I loved music, I knew it was my passion, but I couldn't understand why people could be so mean. And I think it took me a long time to recognize that people just really did not understand what I was about. They didn't understand. It's a little bit like the old Joan Jett story, females can't play rock and roll. And it was definitely a point in my life where I was a little bit confused, because I had all these people that I thought were supportive, I thought were my friends. And obviously when they're your friends, you view them like your family, and then they were gone in an instant when I went to do something I was passionate about. So that was a very strange, strange feeling. But then I'm very grateful, because I still have those people, like whether they're in my dad's band or just in that metal community that's in Melbourne. It's very, very cool to see that.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you have that support, that you have, you know, that backup, you know.
Definitely.
So we'll flip that question, and what do you think is your biggest accomplishment as an artist as of today?
I'm going to have to do two here because I don't think I could choose one. Releasing my EP or releasing any kind of music is just always a huge win for me. It's just, I'm so lucky to be able to work with the people that I do in the music industry. Like working with Pauline since I was such a youngster is just such a huge blessing. And I'm with Direction Management, so I'm very excited about being aligned with them as well. They are so ridiculously supportive of what I do. And obviously the Fender Squire endorsement. So they're probably like my top two that I'd say because I'm just so, so lucky to have all those things along my journey so far.
Very cool. Very cool. So how long have you been with A&M?
With Direction Management?
Yeah, Direction Management, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, so I have been with them since probably early this year. Stuart from his band, he reached out to me and he was like, I really love what you do. I dig it. And I'm a Heaven and Earth fan as well. So that's really, really cool that he even wanted to speak to me about my music. And I was just so blown away with how lovely he was and so supportive of my music and my style. And he really understood who I was. And I think that's such a big thing for me as an artist, at least, people understanding who I am and what I'm about. And I think that's a result of people really not getting it in high school. So I value that when I meet people that do understand that aspect of my music. And obviously Al and Lynn Sorensen and Melissa, they all came after and we all aligned and they became Direction Management for me. And I just couldn't be happier with where it's going. I'm very, very lucky to have them by my side.
That's cool. That's cool.
Thank you.
If you could collaborate with an artist, who would you choose?
Oh, very interesting question. I love Pat Benatar. I've just been listening to so much of her stuff recently. And I think she is just such a cool rocker. And she was one of the first females to do it. And I love everything she does. She's such an awesome performer and singer. And I'd probably say her.
We'll be right back.
Frankincense and Myrrh, where were you?
You still there?
Yep.
Oh, sorry, I had a weird connection and it dropped for a second.
That's okay.
No, you're good. You're good. So, Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar.
That would be cool. That'd be a great show.
Thank you.
So, are you looking at coming to the States at all? Or are you kind of sticking to Australia for right now?
No, for sure. I'm coming to the States. I actually have played in the States before, so I'm looking forward to getting back as soon as possible. My management actually is located in the States, so I will be there as soon as it's legal for me to come over.
Awesome. Are you have you played Atlanta or?
I haven't played Atlanta before. I'd love to. I've heard so many fantastic things. I've actually played Chicago before, and that was a really, really cool experience. I played at a festival there, and my dad's band played as well. So that was just, I was really young when I played it as well. I was probably 14 or 15 years old, and it blew me away. The people were so lovely, so accommodating, and I couldn't have asked for much more as a youngster.
Yeah, Chicago has one of the best crowds as far as live events go.
Definitely. That was so, so super cool. People were like driving from all over and in America. And I was like, what? That's crazy.
You're a superstar. You are a rock star. You got to get used to that. I know. Sometimes it just feels crazy, don't it? It's like, whoa, these people are here to see me.
Definitely. And it blew me away. I just think people's efforts, like specifically internationally, like I have a lot of awesome people here as well, but I just, every single time someone says like, I dig your music, or they buy a bunch of merch or something and support me and my music, it blows my mind every single day, because these are people I haven't even met in person, and I have spoken to them online a couple of times, and they're the most supportive, lovely people on earth.
Yeah, the ones that support the artists, there's no replacing those guys.
Definitely.
Speaking of shows, what'd you say is your favorite venue to play there in Australia?
Favorite venue?
I'll even be nice. I'll do top three. So you don't have to single one out.
I could single one out. I always love going to, I actually haven't played in Australia. I've played more international shows than I have in Australia. Like I said, I've played Japan as well, and I've played the US. So I think I've played, I'm trying to think. I'd love to play at the Stay Gold, but there are some cool arenas here. Like, I've seen a bunch of bands at things like Eddie Had and Rod Laver Arena is unreal. So they're stadiums I'd love to play one day. But yeah, my dad's played at the Stay Gold a couple of times, and they've been super cool, which is a cool little venue, like near kind of like the city. Melbourne, the Forum's really cool as well. I've seen a couple of bands there. But yeah, like I said, I've played more international shows than I have Australia. So I'm looking forward to getting out in Australia, but just haven't had that many opportunities since COVID hit, because we aren't allowed to go anywhere.
Oh yeah. Well, here's to hoping all that lifts and we can get back to doing these live shows and big shows, and maybe we can get you in Atlanta. Actually,
for sure. I've actually had a couple of people comment that they wanted me to play in Atlanta, and I'm looking forward to getting there. That's for sure.
Well, I am definitely your Atlanta connection, so I will I'll put it out there. I'll get you over here.
Sounds good.
So what advice do you have for any up-and-coming artists that are trying to make a name for themselves in this business?
Be yourself, definitely. I think when you're true to yourself, everything kind of falls into place a little bit easier. Work hard is definitely something that I would say. Nothing happens without the hard work that you put in. They're probably the top two that I'd say: be yourself and work hard. Just being true to yourself is something that I think rings really clearly to me, because I have, whether I've spoken to artists or watched it, I've seen so many artists that have been kind of like built and constructed, and by their, whether it's their teams or their families or anyone in the music industry. And I think that their careers really suffer and their music really suffers as a result of it. So being yourself is something that rings loud and true to me.
Awesome. That's good advice. Definitely be true to yourself, and you get what you put into it, you get out of it.
For sure.
And your three goals for the next 12 months, what are the three things you want to accomplish?
Play live, hopefully in brackets internationally, if it's possible and safe. Write a bunch of music and release it. I'm really looking forward to releasing some new music soon as well. And they're probably my top two. But in addition to that, just keep connecting with people. That's really important to me. I think that online, whether that's online or in person, it's really, really important as an artist to stay connected with the people that are listening to your music and the people that are loving it.
Those are good. Those are good.
Thank you.
So before I let you run, two things. Mm-hmm. I want you to give me a, hey, this is Cassidy Parrish. You're listening to the Mosh Pit.
Mm-hmm. No problems.
And tell our fans where they can find you online.
For sure. Hey, this is Cassidy Parrish, and you're listening to the Mosh Pit. And you can find me at Cassidy Parrish Official on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and all streaming platforms.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sitting in on this interview. I know we've tried to do this a couple of times, and you're just in a weird time zone. I'm going to blame it on you, because, you know, that whole like 24 hours ahead of us and all that nonsense.
Definitely. It's quite weird for sure, but we got it done. That's the main thing.
That's right. And I will drop this episode. What day am I dropping this one? Looks like September 16th.
No problems. Sounds cool.
Does that work for you?
It works indeed.
Awesome. Well, I will get this edited and ready to drop, and I'll tag you when it's up. And do you want a link, direct link to it for you to share?
Yeah, for sure. And if you could put it on your story or anything, I'll reshare everywhere I can.
I'll do it. I will do
it. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you sitting in with me.
Thank you. No problems. You have a lovely night, day, night.
Night. Yeah. I got a long day ahead of me. I got a 5-hour drive in the morning. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Woohoo.
All righty. I'll leave you to it. Thank you.
Later. Bye.
Skybinder, Burden.
Where the sun don't shine, then you fade. Can give you a place to hear.